Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was in Charlotte Thursday for a midday rally at Johnson C. Smith University. She talked about college costs, voting rights, House Bill 2, and her differences with Republican Donald Trump. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Clinton's speech was aimed in part at rallying African Americans and the college vote. There were cheers when she talked about her plans to help both students and historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, like JCSU.
I have a plan to help all of you with student debt to pay it down and pay it off. And I have a special plan of a $25 billion fund specifically aimed at supporting HBCUs.
She hit repeatedly on statewide issues she said were under attack by Republicans. She called the legislature's 2013 update of the state's voting law mean-spirited. A federal appeals court recently overturned it, saying Republicans specifically targeted African Americans.
These laws are a blast from the Jim Crow past, and they have no place in 21st century America. We should be doing everything we can to make it easier to vote, not harder.
Clinton then explained how she plans to do that if she's elected.
I will work to expand early voting. We will enact universal voter registration so every young person in every state is automatically registered to vote when you turn 18.
Clinton also took a swipe at House Bill 2, the law that limits civil rights protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, calling it discriminatory and bigoted. As she has at other stops, she questioned whether Trump is fit to be president and commander-in-chief. She said her work as a senator and secretary of state gives her credibility. After her speech, Clinton spent several minutes shaking hands in the crowd. Then she was off to raise money at a fundraiser in Myers Park. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.